From Greg Smith, from Devon Funds Management. Greg Smith, morning to you.
Morning to Mike.
Yeah, those retail numbers this morning in the States don't look good, do they?
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, Americans have definitely pulled back from that pre-tariff spending splurge. So you look at May, down 0.9%. That's more than the 0.1% fall in April. It's the first back-to-back decline since the end of 2023. So also more than the 0.6% decline that was expected. So while they're not spending on cars is one thing, that was down 3.5%. More positively, if you take out cars and take out restaurants, spend was up 0.4%. But yeah, overall, American consumers look a bit nervous about what lies ahead, and I suppose they could be forgiven for that. So they're saving rather than splashing the cash at shops and malls, it seems. It does actually go against the recent consumer surveys, which have been a bit more positive. We talked about that on Monday. But yeah, there's lots of uncertainties. Obviously, there's tariffs, there's inflation, and where interest rates are heading. And now we've got, obviously, a conflict in the Middle East and surging oil prices to deal with. So we have to see how that affects things. But certainly important. Consumer accounts for 70% of the world's largest economy. This report covers around about a third of consumer spending. The rest is on services. So, yeah, it's going to be a factor for the central bank officials to consider. The Fed meeting, of course, is underway. Some suggestions that this report alone could give them room to take a more dovish stance. We actually also had some other data, Mike, the industrial production that contracted for the second time in 3 months. So, yeah, it could be a cautious tone to proceedings there, Mike.
All right, and then we come back home and then we've got food prices here as well.
Yeah, as you say, that it certainly is a concern. Up 4.4% in the 12 months to May. That's after 3.7% increase in the 12 months to April. So grocery, food, meat, that drove things up, both up over 5%. Yeah, it's pretty incredible when you look at some of those prices. So milk up 15% annually, butter 51% annually. If you look at early 2024, it's almost doubled. Cheese, 30% annually. Meat prices, they're also on the up. Beef steak, beef mince, up 18.6%, 13% respectively. So we talk about, obviously, the agri sector, and this is all good news for Kiwi farmers. But, yeah, the price of things just keep going up, so not good news for Kiwi shoppers. Food prices up 0.5% on the month. That was after a 0.8% rise in April. So, yeah, everything's just getting more expensive, isn't it? Tomatoes, avocados, cucumber, and on the meat side, chicken nuggets and lamb, you know, that's going up as well. Just pretty incredible. Hey, we'll take some positive news, though, Mike. Rent inflation, 2.8% annually. That sounds high, but that's after a 3% increase in April. It's actually the lowest increase for rent since January 2015. When they increased by the same amount. So staggeringly, I thought this was pretty amazing, annual rent prices haven't been below 2.8% since 2011.
Amazing.
So let's take that bit of good news. But yeah, food inflation numbers certainly are concerning.
Now, what's the thinking in Japan with the hold?
Well, yeah, the hold was widely expected, but perhaps wasn't, was they've been unwinding sort of the stimulus taper, the slowing the bond purchases, and that's basically sort of known also as quantitative easing, but they're actually reducing their cuts, if that makes sense, to bond purchases. Quarterly reductions going forward of 200 billion yen. They were reducing these purchases by 400 billion yen. So still going to be buying around 3 trillion yens worth by March 26 and 2 trillion by March 2027. Basically, there's been a lot of volatility in the Japanese government bonds. You know, Japan is really struggling with the tariffs. There's not a deal with the US yet. They're an export-heavy nation. They're facing the risk of a technical recession. They've got an election next month as well. So, yeah, they've left rates where they are at 0.5%, so that's obviously still well below where they are in most other countries, and they're stepping back from the bond market, but at a reduced rate. So they're still buying the same amount of bonds that they bought back in 2013. So they've got a huge balance sheet, actually. It's 120% of GDP, so pretty high. And this is while you look at, you know, Japan's been gripped by deflation for many decades, but inflation's actually been averaging 3% on average over the past 3 years. You look at the prior 3 years, it was 0.1%. So, yeah, that's actually going in the right direction for them. But, yeah, they're leaving nothing to chance, it seems, Mike.
Right, numbers, please.
So things are a bit weaker on those retail sales numbers. Also, obviously, what's happening in the Middle East. The Dow down 0.7%, 42,203. S&P 500 also down 0.7%. NASDAQ down 0.9%. I did find it interesting that the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange is up 0.4% to a record high. So a different view of things there. FTSE 100 down 0.5%. Nikkei well, a bit of an outlier, is up 0.6% on that BOG decision. ASX 200 down 0.1%. We were down 0.4%. NZX 50, 12,639. Gold up $5. Oil up another $2.60, 74 spot, 30 a barrel. So it's something to watch. Just in the currencies, Mike, against the US dollar, Kiwis down 0.7%, 60.2. 92.96 against Aussie, up a little bit against the British pound, 44.8. Down a bit against the yen, 87.4. But all eyes are on the Fed.
That is the truth. Go well. Catch up tomorrow. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management.